Brock, since we haven't talked to you since then, as you've gone back, I'm sure, multiple times and looked at the fake punt, can you take us through your sort of just impression of how that play went and kind of what was the design?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that you asked me that question. I just want to clarify. I think Vance made the right choice there. He made a good call. We practiced it all week against that situation right there, and Buffalo really walked right into it. They gave us exactly what we wanted. We needed a shot in the arm in that moment, and Vance made the right call. The onus is on me as the special teams coach. I didn't get it done. It wasn't an arbitrary decision by Vance. Hey, let's do this because I'm feeling it. It's because it was the exact situation that we wanted. So, I was the one that let Vance down on that. We had a player report late, and so we didn't get the element of surprise that we needed for that scheme. And then we had a snap that was high and inside, and that took the running back off the course. And so the whole thing broke down, and that's on me. That's on me. I gotta be better there. I gotta make sure our guys execute. And the next time that we get an opportunity to do that, I gotta be a guy that the team can count on. So,
frustrating for you because there's only so many of those opportunities in a season.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I repeat, I gotta be a guy that Vance can count on in those situations. And I didn't capitalize right there. So. That's on me.
When you say the look you wanted, you're talking about like the offensive line that you had to be able to just essentially push them off.
Correct. You create a mismatch by sending your starting offensive line back on the field, and if they are lined up with their punt return personnel, there's an obvious mismatch there. So even with our player reporting late on the field, we still had the mismatch because they didn't match personnel, and they were even trying to call timeout, but the ref didn't see it, and so we still had the look. So, and that's why we ran it. It's just we didn't execute it, and that's 100% on me.
How difficult is it to drop a play with guys that you probably don't coach often with the offensive line, and that unit isn't together mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah, that's one of the challenges of putting in a scheme like that. And I obviously didn't put enough time into it because we have really good players on our offensive line. We have a great center in Matt Paradis who is always money. And so, again, I put those guys in a bad situation. That's on me.
What happened on the Jamal Carter lined up?
He simply just wasn't on the line of scrimmage. He was lined up a little too deep, which was a shame because that nullified a great punt, a 59-yard net punt, a great play by Cody Latimer. Again, that's on me. I mean, I gotta make sure our rookies are up to speed and doing things correctly.
What kind of tone do you take then, kind of in the meetings when you talk to players, and when you're trying to kind of build off them and you kind of want to make sure it doesn't happen again? Is it kind of reassure? How do you make sure that doesn't happen again when you talk to them?
Well, yeah, you come in and you lay down the tone from meeting one of the new week. You know, you roll up your sleeves and you get back to work. And everyone reacts differently to that stuff. I mean, some guys you can come down real hard on. Some guys you have to admonish. And so you kind of have to figure out what kind of players you have in front of you. But it's back to work. Okay, get your game face back on, fellas, because I let the team down this last week and we can't let it happen again. So we got to get back to work and make plays for our team moving forward.
How much of a weapon is Marquette King from your vantage point?
Excellent weapon. Those guys are really well coached football team on special teams. Brad Seeley is an excellent veteran coach in this league, and he's got his specialists playing well. Marquette is an athlete. He can run, he can throw, he can kick, he's a good locker room guy for those guys too, a good leader. So we have a really big challenge ahead of us this week.
If Cody Latimer can't go, who do you look to step up in special teams? Specifically,
yeah, so Brennan Langley will step up at the gunner position. Obviously, Benny Fowler is a great player for us there as well at gunner. At the kickoff return position, you know, it could be Isaiah, it could be Brendan. We could roll those guys in there as well. We're going to miss Cody big time if he's not going. Again, right now, he's just questionable. So we'll see how it plays
how
out.
How close is Isaiah to breaking one? at one point?
Oh, he's always a shoestring tackle away or one block away, and he's exciting, and the guys know that. And so we just look forward to everyone, you know, getting an opportunity to get the ball in his hands.
As good as King is, because he blasts it sometimes at altitude, he might outkick the coverage. There might be some open field.
You're right. That happens to a lot of punters when they come up here. They don't take that into account, and it gets away from them sometimes. But look, those guys are really well coached, and I know Brad Seeley will have those guys dialed in, and so we got a big challenge ahead of us, no question.
Do you expect, because of last week, you guys to and hope that your guys are more on point and won't have the same kind of mistakes?
Absolutely, yeah. And I know my guys will react well. They're good pros, and you know, even the rookies, man, they're going to step up and make sure that they don't make rookie mistakes anymore. Because really, after week two or three, I tell them all the time, you know, you're not a rookie anymore. So you're a vet now. So we got to play like vets now.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.